Good morning. Welcome to day 19. Today is Sunday, March 23rd. Today I want to talk about for the team. There's no I in team. Listen, our scripture reflection today is from the Apostle Paul's letter to his spiritual son, Timothy, that first letter, chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Devotional thought today is this: it's better together. The powerful combination or recipe of supplications, prayer, intercessions, and giving thanks be made for all men, including those in government and in authority, is like paying the premium on insurance. It increases the probability of living a quiet and a peaceable life. It's better together. That's a powerful mixture there. When we celebrate one another's gifts, we create an atmosphere of mutual respect and encouragement. Instead of competing, we can support one another by recognizing how each person's strengths complement others. For example, one person may have the gift of teaching while another has the gift of encouragement, and yet another may have the gift of administration. Together, these gifts can build up the church in profound ways. Team, you've probably heard it before. Together, everyone achieves more. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come lifting up those in authority over us, including kings, leaders, and all who govern. We ask for your divine wisdom and guidance to rest upon them so that they may make decisions that align with your will and bring peace, justice, and righteousness to the land. Lord, we pray for those who are interceding on behalf of these leaders. May they be filled with your wisdom and discernment, knowing how to pray and what to pray for. Empower them to stand firm in faith, lifting up the leaders of the nations with a heart of compassion, humility, and love. We've got to do it together. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I'll be looking forward to seeing you tomorrow morning for day number 20.